It's an unnecessary step, but I appreciate it.
It happened, though. The thing with that is that for those at home watching that probably don't know, because Kevin did his job, right before we went live, he turned the lights off.
Right. Came right back on.
And then brought them back on. That's all you needed to see. But
you guys don't need
to
know how the magic happens behind the scenes. But spoilers, it's not magic. It's just Kevin actually having a third arm that he uses. We don't ask how the third arm happens. We don't understand who's stimulating him to get third arm going. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Does not matter. Yeah. Tim, how you feeling on this fun Friday?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm very tired.
You look like, you came in today, you look bright and bushy tail like you always do. You always look bright and bushy tail. You did. You always
kind of sauntered.
You always have a smile on your face, and I appreciate that because you're always very positive.
Fatone, that tweet you did about Joey Fatone, it's impossible to find a picture of Joey Fatone not smiling. Mm-hmm. I love that.
The man just likes to smile. His smile is the thing of is the stuff of happiness.
We gotta get him on the show.
I'm working on it, dude.
Good.
I'm 100% behind. In a perfect world, I would fucking love nothing more than to sit down with Joey Fatone and just talk to him for an hour.
Do you think that somehow we can convince him to join Boy Orgy?
I think that. Well, here's the deal. I don't need him to join Boy Orgy. I need him to mentor us.
Yeah. Oh my.
I need him to be our manager for Boy Orgy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't think Joey and I are that far away in age. By the way, so he could theoretically join Boy Orgy. He's got to be probably like 40-something. I'm almost 74.
True,
it doesn't matter.
True.
We were both of us were 84 years old when we started in our respective ventures.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't really matter. But I just feel like every time I see Joey Fatone doing something, he just looks like a great guy having fun doing
having a good
time. And
like,
what else do you really want other than that? I don't know.
Sorry, I interrupted you, but I was walking in.
No, you were walking in and you look great, and then I just looked over you right now and you look like maybe you need a couple more days of sleep.
It's the
can
hair.
I blow your mind right
it's
now?
It's the hair. You can see it.
No, the hair looks good. Hair's on point.
Blow my mind.
We would be at VidCon right now.
We would be at VidCon. This is our first VidCon we're missing.
I know, and I feel bad for everyone that we could have run into down on the show floor of the Anaheim Convention Center. But I gotta be honest with you right now. I started seeing tweets yesterday of like iJustine's like, come find me at VidCon. And the first thing I thought was, I am glad we are not out of the office.
Yeah, we made a good call.
Strong choice.
The last couple weeks we've been doing a lot of stuff. We had Kinda Funny Live, we had E3. We made the decision. We're like, all right, we're launching all these new shows and we wanna make sure that we are nailing them, knocking them out of the park, all this stuff. And we're like, all right, we're not gonna go to VidCon.
Right.
We're gonna be here, we're gonna be a united front. And looking forward to the rest of this season of conventions, we're actually being way more picky
about what we're going to and what we're not. As for right now, we don't know what's going on with Comic-Con, but it sounds like the majority of us are not going to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Which kind of breaks my heart a little
Me
bit.
Too.
But at the same time, I guarantee I'll feel the same way once Comic-Con happens.
Absolutely.
I'll be like, I'm glad we're here. The thing is, I'm enjoying so much all the content that we're making. Mm-hmm. I like doing this show. I like both shows that we got going on. I'm really like, we're in the nesting phase again.
We're
I feel like
phase.
we're just putting it back out.
Doing this sweet
We
fucking.
Are. We're doing all that sweet and nasty. Like, we're getting to the part where our parts are a little bit raw. Mm-hmm. We don't care.
But it's like we'll
once
worry
it's,
about that later.
It's 50-50 pain pleasure right now. But once you hit 60-40, we're like, okay, it's time to take a little bit
exactly,
of a break.
Exactly, exactly.
No, but I'm excited for us. I'm happy for all of our friends that are down at VidCon, but we're not going down there.
So the next convention we are going to as a group is RTX. which is soon, but
I love RTX though.
Yeah, RTX.
I love RTX too because
our people are there.
Oh yeah, and there's a party every night, and it's always at the exact same place. So you feel like you're just going back to the party.
It's true.
Which
is
great. And we might get to see Fantagram, which is one of my all-time favorite
bands. We will get to see Fantagram.
Well, I'm just saying might in that maybe the night won't take us there. But
you're right. Who the fuck knows
who the fuck knows?
Gonna take
but
us.
Have you seen Fantagram before?
Not live.
Oh my God, you're in for it. They are one of the greatest like live groups I've ever seen. And it's just two of them, but they always bring a drummer in for their live stuff. You're going to love it. Gia's going to love it too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's going to be fantastic.
This is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Each and every weekday we get together right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to talk about all the stuff that we want to talk about.
Whatever we want to talk about.
Jim Geddes, there's Nick Scarpino. What were you up to last night?
Last night I went to another open mic. I did another open mic for comedy. And so I did one the night prior. I went to the same place that I went to last night and I bombed harder than anyone's ever bombed before. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna shake this off. I'm gonna immediately just go to another one. Cause the way open mics work is there's usually like three or four happening around your area and you can drive, whatever. So I drove over to the Mission to a place called Iron and Gold. Put my name on the list, I'm like, I'm going back up. Did moderately okay.
Okay.
So got a couple nice, a couple chuckles from people. There was a kid in the front row that looked like he stepped out of the 80s. So I made fun of him for a while.
Yeah.
I asked him if he normally looks like that or if he was cosplaying as Tom Cruise from Risky Business.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he knows what Risky Business is, but he gave me a chuckle.
Okay,
he gave me a chuckle.
He gave you one of them sympathy.
And so I was like, great, I'm on a roll. So I'm going to go back to this, and I went back to the same place I went to before, and I bombed even harder. And so it was one of those moments where I walked out, and I'm like, I don't know if you've ever felt like you mentally got your ass kicked, but that's what it felt like to me.
Really? I mean, the fact that you do this is so impressive to me. I think it might be the most impressive thing I've ever known about you.
It's so demoralizing.
Well, that and your After Effects skills. What the fuck? The new Gamescast intro, Nick animated it. It's like, how?
Because when
he made me wink.
That After Effects for me, though, I started doing that when I was like in my early 20s. So I thought for a long time I wanted to be a motion graphics artist, and then I realized that no, there are people that really want to do that. I just like, it's a hobby for me,
you just
so
enjoy
it's super
it.
Fun. Yeah, but I mean, I've been doing that since probably the age of 22.
It's crazy, man. You've been killing it on a bunch of different fronts when it comes to the graphics for the shows.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
The intro graphic for Games Daily is one of my favorite title splashes we have.
Yeah.
It's freaking
it's
cool.
Pretty fun. I like Party Mode too. Party Mode was easy. Party Mode's a work in progress too, because Andy gave me some really good feedback yesterday that I'm going to incorporate. We're going to change it just to scope.
Awesome.
No one will notice.
We just watched the latest Party Mode that goes live next week.
Yeah.
We're playing Not Your Friends.
I was going to say, are we allowed to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. It's so good.
There's some choice moments in that. I'll tell you that right now. My character is very interesting to look at.
That is true. That is true. I think most of the characters are with them big swing and Nick's.
Yeah. Panzer too says Nick's been doing After Effects for 54 years.
True. True.
You saw. Fun fact: I am the Joey Fatone of After Effects.
After Effects.
I am. Thanks for that, Panzer.
I love that. I love it so much. So some housekeeping here. After Games Daily. So after this show, there's another show. After that show, Greg is going to be playing Friday the 13th. From 1 to 5 p.m.
Now, I issued a challenge yesterday to everyone who agreed with me to take this picture. I dared everyone. I said, I bet this picture of this menacing figure about to chop this other person's head off.
I like how his head's kind of like lower than it should be.
But I bet everyone that you can't find a picture of Greg's face that doesn't belong on this picture. And so far, I've been right. We've seen some choice Photoshops come out. I appreciate you guys. Keep it up all day long to promote this stream. Please find the weirdest picture of Greg's face, put it on there. I guarantee you it'll match.
Yeah.
I guarantee that.
And please tweet at him during
there's one right
all
there.
Day. Oh my God.
See, it's even better. No. You can't stop it.
Oh God.
Christ, look at that. If we found out that Greg was secretly killing people, would it surprise anyone?
No.
Would it even phase anyone? I'd be like, all right, we'll get you the lawyer.
Dude, fucking Gia. She's going a little too far.
What did she do
in
this
life?
Time? Oh, God.
She's addicted to this podcast called My Favorite Murder.
Mm.
It's two comedians from L.A.
Okay.
One of them
is
a head writer for The Ellen Show.
Oh, great.
And the other one, I don't remember exactly what she does, but it was also similarly impressive.
Right.
And they just talk about their favorite murders on the show. And I'm just like, you're a fucking crazy person, you know?
I love that, though, man.
They did talk about the Chris Benoit incident.
So, oh, wow.
Incident.
Yeah.
I guess this is Karen.
You're totally framed,
right? You're totally framed. No, you mean totally double framed. Murder homicide?
It was DX. Yeah. You're DX. Yeah.
Yeah. Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark.
Yep.
Are their names.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like this. What a great concept.
Is it though?
Yeah, why not? Look, did you not go through that phase in your life where you were like, I want to learn about serial killers? Because I did.
So that's.
Remember Ed Gein?
Well, I mean, is it serial killer or just murderers?
Murders.
I mean, murders are just.
There's thieves.
Murders are like the fast food of serial killers.
Is it a little offensive though? I mean,
is it?
If I ever tuned in and they were talking about my father, I think I'd be really upset. You know what I mean?
Probably.
In that aspect, I think they're mocking me.
It depends, though. How funny is it, though?
I don't think it's
funny.
Well,
I mean, it's them and Joel. Like, I don't know. That seems like a weird thing to.
The thing is that I'll play devil's advocate here. They're comedians. So that's a deep rabbit hole to go down to. Like, you can't start saying comedians are, in my opinion, nothing's off limits when it comes to comedy. Unless they're actually just talking about killing. In which case, there's nothing wrong with that. If they're just going down and talking about their murders. Although the fact that the show is called My Favorite Murder leads me to believe that it's comically seasoned a little bit.
Well, I mean, just knowing who they are.
Yeah, they're comedians.
Their pedigree.
Again, I know a lot of people, I've run into this a lot, by the way, because I'm an aspiring open micer in San Francisco,
which means you people call yourselves?
Well, I try to just
you people.
I'm definitely an open micer. That's definitely something you call yourself. But in San Francisco, there are not a lot of things that don't get a cringe when you make fun of them. I'll tell you what they're right
now. Oh, that's true.
As a straight white male, Oh boy, the subject matter that is quote unquote acceptable allowed to make fun of is basically my penis. Yeah. That's all I can make fun of, just right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't make fun, there's just a wide range of things out there that I just don't feel comfortable yet making fun of, but
you will.
Oh, I will.
But you will.
Because I'm a firm believer that anything goes on stage, anything. Unless, you know. But unless you're actually just being a dickhead to people.
Yeah,
but if you're doing, if you're framing it in the guise of commentary and social commentary and comedy, I think anything goes.
So with this shit, so people in the chat saying they mock the killers more than the victims.
Of course they do.
That is the point. I forgot who it was, but there was some comedian that was like, when you're talking about sensitive subjects like rape, you can never make fun of the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is where you're crossing the line.
Unless you're Anthony Jeselnik.
Wow. Then
or Tosh. Dang,
I'm gonna call Gia. I want her read on her pitch. Okay. On my favorite murder.
There is the world's biggest fly, just right in front
flying
of
around.
Us, and I hate it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Gia, you are live on the Kind of Funny Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Gia.
We're talking about my favorite murder. Can you give us the pitch for this show?
Okay, so it's two female comedians. One is, she writes for the Ellen Show, Ellen DeGeneres, and the other one does something on the Disney Channel. But they came together, they have other podcasts as well, but they came together to talk about murder. And so the premise is, each of them come with a murder of the day, and then they tell each other the gory details. And then they have mini episodes where they read, like, listeners will send in either audio or just write them emails about their favorite murders, but they have to be hometown murders of, like, murders that they have personally sort of known the people or.
So you can't just talk about OJ the entire time. You can't talk about OJ and Nicole Brown. That the whole time. They want to bring in like stuff no one's heard about before.
So they have covered OJ, but the people who write in it has to be something they have a personal connection to. And the early episodes of the podcast, they had themes, so they would like be like, all right, we're gonna talk about kids who kill their parents, or, you know, like serial killers who have an interesting signature, or, you know, whatever like that. But
is it funny though?
Do they make fun of the stuff?
Really funny. Yeah, it's dark. It's dark humor.
I mean, it's called My Favorite Murder. I didn't think it was going to be a lighthearted jaunt down the old history ramp.
Okay. History. Well, Gia, thank you. Right. Thank you for your pitch.
What,
I'll see you later.
What's a history ramp?
It's funny. It's just, I'm just getting through life. I got my balls kicked in last night on an open mic, so I'm just just letting the gears reset, you know what I mean?
No problem.
There it is.
They have a Patreon, and they're doing pretty well over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, My Favorite Murder.
Check them out. My Favorite Murder.
Patreon, what are they at right there? Instantly became competitive just now. Just now. Are we better than them? I must know.
Anyway, going back to my point, I am afraid of Gia now.
Are you?
Yeah. Because last night we went out to a trivia night hosted by one Marty Sliva, and it was awesome. But the entire time, I kept walking into different conversations. She's talking to Chastity. She's talking to Shannon Stevens.
Oh, Shannon Stevens.
She's talking to all these people. And every time I walk, she's talking about a fucking murder. And I'm like, I'm going to die.
No, you're going
to
be fine.
To be fair, Kevin's going to die. Gia's going to murder Kevin.
There's no way she could do it.
I feel like if Gia went after Kevin, it would be like worlds colliding.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would be a good idea.
I mean, I feel like it'd be like a boss fight in God of War.
Yeah, it really would.
Which
but it would be
way more grand scale than it needs to be.
It would be the only
Shadow
boss
of the Colossus
fight where both of them die. And then that's game
over.
Come
on, guys. Come on, let's be realistic. Gia would die instantly. It wouldn't even be close.
Gia's very smart, though.
No,
I feel like Kevin could just pop her.
Here's what Gia would do, though. Easily. Gia would be like, Kevin, I'm going to kill you. And you're like, come at me. And she'll be like this. Hey, how's your drink? And you'll look and be like, oh, no.
It's true.
And then she'll cut up your body into some sort of weird
souffle
and pair it with wine.
She would never cut up my body. She would call Tim and be like, Tim, I need help.
And Tim would call you and your phone would ring and then they just look at you and be like, shit.
See,
shit.
That's sketch comedy, people.
There it is, right
there.
Get
on it. Murders can be funny.
Murder.
All right,
murder's super funny. I don't care what anyone says.
Let's get to the news,
funny for me.
I guess. Rocco's Modern Life.
I've heard both ways.
This is over
at
Screen Check. You can't just say, you always say that. I've heard it both ways.
That's some Donald Trump shit.
Look, fake news, Kevin. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Hey, Rocco's Modern World.
Right.
Life.
Rocco's Modern Life. Cast returning for the movie. Now, the important news here is there's a movie that's actually happening.
What is Rocco's Modern Life? I've never heard of this before.
God. It's a Nicktoon, Nick.
What is the Nicktoon?
Has he really never heard of it? I can't tell.
No, I've never heard of this.
Really?
Okay. Rocko's Modern Life is coming back in the form of an animated movie next year. While perhaps not the most popular among the well-remembered Nicktoon stable of the 90s, Rocko's Modern Life was truly one of the most unique programs ever broadcast on Nickelodeon. That is true. Mm-hmm. Similar to the more high-profile Ren and Stimpy show, Rocko's made a name for itself partially on its ability to seemingly sneak very adult-oriented and raunchy jokes past the Nickelodeon censors. This led to a sizable cult fan base for the cartoon, which is now looked back on quite fondly by many. For those too young or too old to have watched the original run, Rocko's Modern Life was set in the fictional location of O-Town and centered on the title character, a wallaby, who emigrated to the U.S. from Australia.
Now here's why this is confusing already. Mm-hmm. O-Town, we all know, not a fictional band.
True.
Real band.
Real band.
Very inferior to both Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
And all the other boy bands.
Pretty much all. They were the bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
They were the last of us.
Anyways. The show means a lot to a lot of people.
True.
Now, over 20 years since the last episode of Rocko's Modern Life aired, TV Line reports that the series' original voice cast is set to reprise their roles for a reunion TV movie that will air in 2018. And it starts with Rocko, Heifer, and the other principal cast members returning to Earth after having been stranded in space since 1996. Understandably, not all the characters adjust all that well to the many differences between 1996 Earth and now. So I'm pretty excited about
that. That's awesome.
This should be fun.
Good for you.
There's an Invader Zim reunion special happening as well. And I Hate Arnold reunion special.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's nothing cooler than cartoon reunion specials. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, there's lots of stuff cooler than that. But I'm excited for
name you. Name one thing.
Than that?
Mm-hmm.
This other article, it says Judge Dredd TV series at least 2 years away.
Is that cooler?
I think so. Did you see Dredd 3D?
Yeah, I did, but...
It wasn't called Dredd 3D, Nick. It was just called Dredd.
Did you see Dredd 3D?
Oh, I hate it.
But that sounds bad, though. At least two years away.
I mean, who cares about Dredd? That's awesome. That's great.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. People don't care about Judge Dredd. I love Judge Dredd.
That movie was really good.
I think people like Judge Dredd.
It's a tragedy that it just tanked. Yeah,
the four of us that went and saw it twice, it's unfortunate.
That was a dope-ass movie, though.
It was a dope fucking movie.
I bought the Blu-ray.
Did you?
I bought the 3D Blu-ray.
Judge Dredd 3D.
Yeah.
That's the full title of it, right, Kev?
I mean, that is what the poster is showing.
I think I know the movie's called Dredd, but I think the actual name is Dredd 3D.
I could be wrong. Where do you find that? Because on IMDb, it just says Dredd. Dredd. Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm wrong. Mm. Then I'm 100% wrong.
But also, I hate that people do this.
It's Dredd 3D.
But it's not.
But it was 3D. That's one of the rare movies that you needed to watch in 3D to get the full effect. Because when the bullet goes through that dude's mouth, and then like explodes out of the back of his head.
The colors are amazing because it's so dull, but whenever they use that drug, colors are so vibrant.
It's really cool.
Next story. This comes from MacRumors.com.
Oh, look at this. The thing I've been waiting for, Tim, you know, I've been waiting 6 years for the iPhone 8.
That is true. That is true.
I'm very excited about
this. You currently have
the
iPhone 5S?
5S.
Yeah.
It's in my pocket. This is old sturdy right here. You know what I mean? Old sturdy.
Yeah.
This phone, once a day, just shuts off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or it freezes.
Why wouldn't it?
Which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing's been through rainstorms.
Yeah.
I've left it out in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
I've dropped it about 4 gazillion times.
Yeah.
They don't make them like they used to.
They do, though.
But here's the deal.
In fact,
what I'm excited about.
They make them better.
Having a phone that actually works all the time.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I don't believe it's a real thing, but...
Well, to be fair, this is not a real thing.
Right.
This is just a mock-up of what it might look like based on a lot of parts that have leaked and a lot of schematics and things that we've seen. Leaker Benjamin Geskin has posted a few new images and a video of what Apple's upcoming iPhone 8 might look like once it's in the hands of users later this year. Using a leaked dummy model, screen protector, and a printed picture of an iOS wallpaper, Geskin's put together the gist of what the current rumors have suggested the iPhone 8 will look like once it's announced in the fall. Geskin's images depict an iPhone 8 dummy model as we've seen previously with a suggested 5.8-inch display area. So that's, my guy right here is 5.5. So the little extra over
it
the
top
bottom.
It makes a huge difference.
You're getting that. You're getting that extra.
I don't like how the minimal speakers bezels. And stuff are all like in there. I don't like that.
Front-facing camera and sensor dip, but with an all-black frame instead of models that have previously depicted a rumored stainless steel frame.
Do you think they're going to continue to make the frame so fucking slippery that it falls out of your hand every 5 seconds?
I don't think they're going to change that, which does upset me.
You know why they do that, right? So it falls out of your fucking hand every 5 seconds. You got to get a new one.
I don't think that's why.
No, it feels like quality. When you're holding it, it feels like you're holding something valuable.
I just wish they made it more rubberized, though, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
put a case on it.
The steel, just because Android started doing the same.
Yeah.
And it just, it's like fucking quality.
It feels like quality.
The iPhone 8 is predicted to be the first major iPhone redesign since the iPhone 6 in 2014, with additional features such as wireless charging and improved waterproofing to further bolster the smartphone's position as a premium device. Alongside the iPhone 8 will be the iPhone 7S and iPhone 7S Plus, which are expected to keep the current iPhone 7 design while offering the usual iterative spec bumps like improved battery life and snappier performance.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. I just want a new phone. Mine's been treating me really well, but I'm just at that point. I've had this thing for almost 3 years now.
Yeah, what is that, a 7?
This is a 6S? 6 Plus.
6 Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I just, part of me, the reason why I haven't upgraded is because I can't stand that cycle of like, that we're all caught in where we have to have the new thing. So I've been like revolting against that. Obviously, I've driven a car that's almost 13 years old. I have this phone that I'm just like getting as much use out of as possible. I just know that once I go over it, because you know, people get new phones every year. Which I think that's a little irresponsible.
There's plans now that make that not irresponsible.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean like you're just buying something and then throwing it out to get the new thing and then throwing it out to get the, like how many, like think of all the phones that are just floating around in oceans right now. Just clogging up, killing dolphins. Just,
exactly.
You know, they're making their way over to fucking China and they're just in that big land trash barge just floating out there with all the bottles.
You're making solid points.
It's terrible.
Very solid points.
I'm just saying, save the earth. Hack the planet.
Save the trees. Save the rebellion.
Save the rebellion. Save the planet. Hack the planet also at the same time.
At the same
time. Right, Kevin?
Damn.
Hack the planet.
I don't know what you're saying.
Hack the planet.
Next story.
Yep.
Is a whole just fucking cluster.
Are you even going to see Transformers 5?
I don't think I am, Nick.
God damn it.
They don't fucking. They haven't earned it. They haven't earned it. They fucked it all up. Bumblebee to begin filming in August. Transformers 6 set for summer 2019. Jesus the latest Christ. Word from Transformers. You know what? I'm not even going to read
don't
this
even,
whole
just
thing.
Just give us the gist.
Hold on. Let's see. As Transformers 5 begins to mount its bid to the top of the international box office with an estimated global debut between $237 and $270 million.
Fuck.
All our eyes are on exiting director Michael Bay as he takes his leave from the series. We'll
Bullshit.
See.
Shit.
He said
He's
this fucking
already
four.
Said he
what does he want to do? Shakespeare?
No, he's already said he wants to do at least one more.
I know. Why would he not? He just gets to show up and just like have carte blanche and doesn't even have to worry about anything. People are like, hey, this doesn't make any sense. And he's like, all right,
let's blow it up.
Let's get Ferraris. Since Who wants the future, to crash some fucking Porsches?
Since the future of the franchise is still under development to a certain extent, with much of the plot for subsequent sequels still being discussed behind the scenes.
But spoilers, it's been discussed for the last 6 years. Yeah, no one's come to a conclusion. They just keep making them.
Like, let's just figure it out.
Here's
so
what the plot looks
threads,
like.
Man.
Cast Mark Wahlberg and someone that looks a little like Selena Gomez, and let's just go. Let's go.
Exactly. Is Shia LaBeouf there? No.
Nah.
Does he get mentioned? No.
No.
Why?
Because he went fucking crazy.
True.
And started doing movies by Lars von Trier. About Lars von... What?
You watch Nymphomaniac?
Nymphomaniac 1 and 2?
Yeah.
I may have also just fast-forwarded to the sex parts.
Man.
It's a long movie.
Don't watch the extended cut. Shit gets really dark.
It gets dark as fuck.
Yeah.
Ending's weird.
Yeah.
They're like, weird. Oh.
So okay. Here's the interesting thing.
Yes.
The reason I brought this article
up.
The forthcoming spinoff Bumblebee feature could very well set the tone for a post-Bay series of films. Set in a 1980s setting and tone. Supposedly the movie takes place in 1985.
That'd be awesome.
Oh shit, you think they're talking about some time traveling shit?
Reminiscent of the cult classic The Iron Giant animated movie from 1999.
No.
So that's what they're going for.
Hold on, Nick.
Supposedly,
Iron Giant is an amazing movie.
Iron Giant is a great movie.
Yes.
I'm saying
there's no way
you're not going to fucking
Bumblebee
hit that quality.
Hit that.
First off, you're not going to have Vin Diesel. Maybe you will get Vin Diesel. Actually, now that I say that, Vin Diesel will be perfect for this series.
You got Anthony Hopkins.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, potentially.
God. So supposedly, Bumblebee is going to be the only Transformer in the movie, Bumblebee. It's a prequel, obviously, taking place in the 80s. And it's beginning shooting this August, followed by an expected theatrical release later next summer. But it's like, there's rumors of like, oh, will he actually be a VW? And are they going to be all cute and like go back to that style? And it's like, you know what? Spoiler alert. I'm letting you guys know right now. Probably. I bet that they're going to fucking make him a Volkswagen. But he's not going to look like a Transformer. He's still going to look like these fucking garbled messes of metal.
Right.
Does he have little horns?
I would love it if they sort of, not retcon, but like if they went back... Similar to kind of what they tried to do with First Class, and they're like, let's just go back and redo this kind of
exactly,
the way it should be.
The not hard reboot, just like
not a hard
go.
Reboot, just because really, you know, no one really knows what the story is because there is none. So it'd be great if they just went back to the 80s and they actually looked like they were supposed to. That would be fucking cool.
There are two.
I mean, supposed to. I understand you can change shit.
There are leaked scripts. The original scripts for what Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and Transformers Dark of the Moon could have been. And they're the fucking coolest things ever. Mm-hmm. And of course they didn't happen.
No, don't need it.
So good. Tim literally read me the whole script.
I did, for the second one. Because it was fucking good. All right, next story. This is up your alley, Nick.
Right up my alley. Do you want me to read this one? I will.
Yeah, go for it.
Read it as soon as I figure out where the fuck I have it. It's not open. There it is. This story comes from IO9, our friends over there. We don't know any of them, but we'll party with them one day. James Whitbrook says, Rick Hunter and Roy Folker reunite in this first look inside the new reimagined Robotech comic. I just like seeing Robotech in headlines.
Yeah.
I just like seeing
new Robotech, and you're just like, all right, cool.
Titan Comics is bringing Robotech back to the world of comic books next month, but not exactly as you remember it. Written by Brian Wood with art by Marco Turini, Robotech promises to be more than a retelling of the original anime series, and IO9 has a first full look at the new series. As you'll see in the exclusive preview below, it's starting with the very beginning, including the moment the SDF-1 Macross itself was first discovered following its crash landing on Earth, catapulting humanity into a bright, technologically advanced future that just so happens to also include extremely rad transforming fighter jet mechs.
Hell yeah.
It's when Rick Hunter tries to visit his fighter pilot friend, Roy Fokker, that things start to get, well, different. Now, I don't want to spoil too much here. They have the first, seemingly the first few pages.
Scroll down, Kev.
But what I like about this, Kev, if you scroll down.
Want to spoil.
Yeah, well, it's fine. If you scroll down to this one place, the panel that says Ground Zero, right there. This is interesting. I actually read a novelization of the original series because I was like, I want more Robotech. So I picked up this novel. The first chapter deals with this actually crash landing. This is 10 years later. Keep going. So deals with them. The SDF-1. What's that?
They're no longer seeing this.
Oh, that's fine. The first panel, or the first chapter of it, deals with the SDF-1 crashing on Macross Island, and Roy Fokker and this team of people, that I don't know if they can see this or not, Kevin, going to investigate it, and people getting devastated by the security system that was in it. So it's like, cool, there's a lot more extra they could do with the story.
Yeah.
Because in the TV series, it crashes, and then it immediately cuts to 10 years later when the entire world has come together. It's like basically ended all war.
Yeah.
There's an unparalleled time of peace, and they've made the SDF-1 ship, which is supposed to be the first ship that can take us into deep space. And then, of course, the people who made the ship are like, yo, we want that shit back.
Yeah.
And that starts the war. So it's cool. You're starting to see some of the original characters here, including the people that manned the bridge of the SDF-1. I can't remember. Sammy, that looks like Claudia. That might be Lisa Hayes right there. I'm not quite sure. Of course, Roy Fokker coming in. Kevin, go down a little bit.
Yeah.
Go down just a skosh. Roy Fokker making out with Claudia. That is the love. That was the first time I remember, literally remember seeing an interracial couple in anything.
Well, this is the moment you believed in love?
This is the, well, I mean, they start the series and they're already together.
Yeah.
So there's no, they didn't come together. It was just a pre-existing relationship. And I was like, oh.
That
just a normal relationship. Yeah. That makes total sense.
I love that you're such a fucking nerd about this shit. This is crazy. You're not like this about most things.
No, I'm not. So this is really cool. They did a series a while back of Robotech comics that I liked a lot, but I just kind of fell out of it. I loved the art style, but it was pretty much panel for panel what we were seeing in the show. They didn't really screw around with the
I'm telling you, man, the comic adaptations right now of just the new taking old things and rebooting them,
right?
So with Power Rangers, with Transformers, with Ninja Turtles, I feel like what the comics coming out now are better than any of those franchises have been in any medium.
Probably.
So
this gets me. This
I don't
gets
know
me excited
Titan
too.
Comics.
Well, I don't know him either, but the art style looks pretty cool.
It does. It does.
So. This gets me excited because you see right here this guy, the guy that's leading the expedition into the crashed SDF-1 has Hayes written on his helmet, which means his last name is Hayes, which means he's probably Lisa Hayes' dad. I know that means nothing to you, but all the Robotech nerds out there will understand that, and we'll see what happens to him.
I love it. Andy, what's up? We got some breaking Andy news.
Wait, hold on.
Kevin's about to bring up an image from the internet. Hey, what I miss? my neck hurts real bad. So,
yeah, it's okay. You're gonna be okay.
Eminem has a beard.
I can't. I don't fucking like
Which
this
one's
at all.
Eminem? I'm just joking, guys. I'm fucking around with you.
I mean, I love that he's hanging out with him, but what?
Is that Dre?
Yeah, that's
who's Kendrick. The guy on the left?
I don't know the guy on the left.
Who's the guy on the right?
Kendrick Lamar.
That's Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. Man,
yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Does he have a Deathly Hallows? No, that's not Deathly Hallows. That'd be amazing if Eminem was
I don't like
Ravenclaw,
this. I really don't fucking like this.
What don't you like about it?
That he has a beard.
It's weird.
He's an old man. He's at least my age, if not older.
I mean, he doesn't look like that old.
He's older than you, Nick.
He's had some plastic.
Yeah, he's like 45, dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
Not that much older than me.
Nick, you really haven't aged well, I think is what they're saying.
No, I should be 20. I should look like I'm 24. But I look like dick.
you do look like dick.
All right, it's time like for dick. A segment we like to call P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO. You can go to, I don't know, actually, kindoffunny.com/bestfriend.
Believe so, yes.
Yeah,
correct.
It's on the thing.
Okay. I just saw it now. Does that work, though?
Testing it now.
It does work. You can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate someone in the community doing cool stuff that you think should get a shout-out. Just like Vince Patel did, nominating Frostalite. Now, Frostalite gets the shout-out because, despite PC games being for nerds, he's done some amazing work for those looking to build their own machine. The thread in the forums is a beast. In addition to being a fountain of knowledge, he's also a nice dude with a passion for what he loves.
That's very nice.
So shout out to you, Frostalite. Thank you for helping the kids, the big, beautiful kids.
There's one more interesting story that Mr. Yasman300 put on here that I think we might want to talk about.
Did you drop it in the thing?
I did. It's a couple quotes from Alden Ehrenreich, who was playing Han Solo, who talks about a little insider information as to
let's drop the heat.
If you're looking for someone to blame, this story reads, in the ousting of original Han Solo movie director team Phil Lord and Chris Miller, it's not just producer Kathleen Kennedy and screenwriter Lawrence Kasdan. That is, according to news reports, that the original person to voice concerns about the direction and tone of the film was none other than lead actor Alden Ehrenreich. I can't say this guy's last name. I'll figure it out eventually. Who's taking his duties as young Han Solo very seriously, as he should. According to Star Wars News Net, not a real site, Ehrenreich had concerns with the production as filming progressed. He started to worry that Lord and Miller's screwball comedy angle was starting to interfere with the character of Han Solo was really about, even if this was a younger, more reckless take on the character than the one we met in that cantina on Tatooine. One source described it as being oddly comparable to Jim Carrey's performance in Ace Ventura at times. Ehrenreich let his concerns be known to one of the producers who told Kennedy about it, which led to her decision to take over the existing, to look over the existing footage. Apparently, old guard Star Wars figures, Kennedy and Kasdan really, really like Emmerich's take on Han, but objected to some of the scenes as being too zany. I mean, this scares me. Did he just come in and smell you?
Yeah, which is a bad, I didn't shower today. I'm nasty right now.
Now he knows that. He wanted to find out how showered you were.
Lord and Miller have yet to publicly comment on the whole situation, but a telling tweet from Lord might indicate when things started to get tense on set, we assume. The directing duo was asked to tone things down, and the tweet reads from Phil Lord, "What's so great about being reasonable?" No question mark, though, so that might be a statement.
Just,
I don't know.
It was just a statement.
You know I'm a stickler for punctuation, unless they're in my tweets, in which case, sure fuck no, who cares. Stickler.
Speaking of Lord, love her new album.
Oh, good.
Just came out.
There are certain songs that just define like a year in your life. That's one of them.
It definitely is one of them.
Yeah.
It's time for the giveaway.
Give it away.
Kevin. Every day we reach into a thing and throw a thing and you get a game and all that stuff. There's four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat like all y'all right now. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. You can subscribe for free if you have an Amazon Prime account using Twitch Prime.
You can.
It's great.
We need you to do that every month, though, unfortunately, because it expires, which sucks. But take back your money from Amazon and give it to someone who's creative. Not us, someone. Doesn't matter.
Save the rebellion. Well,
it can be us.
It should be us. I mean, to be fair, we're the most creative people
asking.
You know.
We're the ones asking.
So, there you go.
Three, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Four, patreon.com/kindoffunny games at the $2 or above level. And now they're more worth it than ever because you get to watch Party Mode early and you get to watch all the other shit early. And it's cool. And you can watch the podcast live. We did the Gamescast for the first time yesterday and that was fun.
How'd that go?
It went really, very cool. Really well. Yeah. So, today's winner is a Twitch subscriber. Fishfin2000.
Fishfin2000.
Boom, the message has just been sent.
Ghost Recon Wildlands on PC.
Oh.
Is your game. Congrats.
There you go.
Congrats. Kevin has sent that out to you. Yay.
Congratulations.
So now, guess what?
What's up?
It's time for the good old 3 and 3.
Should we read some tips first?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to go ahead and read the tips right now. If I read your name, thank you so much for your lovely tip of $5 and above. GB Grizz 2 says, KF Best Friends, my friend is trying to make his directing dream come true. He has one more week to get there. Please consider backing The Way You Look Tonight by John Cerrito. He's given a Kickstarter link right now. Kevin, I don't know. What is our policy?
We now? Don't do that.
We don't do that. Go, everyone, if you're interested, Google The Way You Look Tonight by John Cerrito, and you can go ahead and help him back that if you're so inclined.
Shout out to John Cerrito.
We don't back it, but we don't not back it. Why Not Pete has given us a tip. Says, quick merch question. Are you guys planning to restock the Kinda Funny full zip all blue hoodie? Absolutely love its design and have been wanting to buy it for the last few months now.
Mm-hmm. Rooster Teeth right now is gearing up for RTX, mm-hmm. and they're going huge with their store there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things are out of stock, but once RTX is over, they're going to restock everything.
Also, I believe those hoodies were American Apparel, right?
And there was the American Apparel.
Yeah, so we're still reeling from the closure.
They did find new
stock.
New stock.
Good,
so
okay, yeah.
That's exciting. And also, the shirts that debuted at Kinda Funny Live that were not exclusive will be coming out at the RTX as well.
Fantastic.
And those are the Cooking with Greggy shirt.
Right.
The Games Collection shirt.
Oh, that was a great shirt.
And
there
was one other new one coming.
Oh, we haven't announced that?
That I haven't told anyone about yet. It's pretty fun. I'll tell you later. It's very cool, though. It's very cool.
Fantastic. NobShine186 says, hey, guys. Currently on a bus on my way to New York to see the Kingdom Hearts Orchestra. Thanks for providing some entertainment on the way.
Man,
thank you for watching.
Jealousy. That sounds awesome.
It does sound great. Mr. Yasman300 says, Nick, do you think Friday the 13th should have a kill move where Jason bongos his victims to death? And check this fun clip, Fallout 4 One Punch Man mod. Oh my God, we should watch this.
Give me one of them one punches, Nick.
One punch! That's awesome. This is awesome. Can you punch him? Oh wow. Do you just beat everyone with one punch? That is fucking awesome. This actually might get me to play Fallout 4. This is my favorite thing that's ever happened.
Can he fly?
Yeah. He can do everything.
He can do everything.
I don't know if he flies as much as he jumps.
Yeah, I don't
this
think
is
he
awesome.
Flies.
This is awesome.
I would love to see you play hours of this game.
I would play every game. I would play games people. Like this if you could just beat people in one punch. It'd be so much fun.
All right. Next tip.
Smooth NK says, wanted to leave a shout out to the Destiny convention, Guardian Con. They're raising money for St. Jude's and have already raised over $300,000 in a couple of days.
Shout out
to Guardian, guardiancon.co/ST St. Jude to donate. DJ Kanto says, Tim, I can't wait for you to eventually rent Transformers 5, just so you can see the huge reveal of why Cybertron is coming to Earth again. It's hilariously bad.
Really?
Hint, largest Transformers ever.
Oh God.
Spasmgasm says, check out the Dollop podcast if you enjoy my favorite murder. It has fucked up stories from American history, and that goes off the page because he used underscores between everything. Not sure why. DJ Kanto has given us our final tip for the day. It says, shout out to the Kinda Funny Sexy Corners. Love you guys.
What?
No idea. Kinda Funny Sexy Corners. Love you. Not coroners, like, hey, we're going to look at your body when you're dead and, like, jack it off. Corners, and we're in the corner of the room jacking off.
You're thinking about funeral people.
What?
Nothing.
What is wrong with you today?
No, I was making a joke at the people that work at funeral places.
Oh, they have sex with bodies?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You want to moonlight as a funeral person with me?
Jesus fucking Christ, no, that's...
God damn.
I know it got dark in here, everyone. We're calling tips.
Tips have been
gone. No moss, no foss, no coconuts. Let's do the old 3 and 3.
The old 3 and 3. Let's see.
Stark My Ball says, now that Andy is the editor, can we expect the Kinda Funny Live 3 video sooner this year? Question mark.
No.
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 We will let you know when and if that video ever comes to light. Spoilers. I think we'd like it to at some point, but no plans as of yet.
What? Mr. Yasmin300 says, Tim, Transformers 5 reveals that a character from Transformers movies is dead. What? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
Shia LaBeouf.
Died? Did he do too much fucking heroin? Was that his problem?
Dude.
Was it too much age? He was doing an art installation?
Everyone can come see me of Shia LaBeouf.
I wonder how they explain it.
Optimus knows. No, whoa.
Tim. It could also be Megan Fox.
What a fucking dipshit.
Maybe. It could be Megan Fox.
Or the evil robot that replaced Megan Fox. God, she was so evil.
When will we see a RTX KF promo? Says Dark Knight 6678. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe I think he wants another one of those promos like we did on the hot tarmac that almost burned you to death.
Oh, yeah.
That was really
cool. No, that's not
happening. That was for Let's Play Live. That wasn't for...
Yeah, that's not for RTX. But we will be at RTX, so if you're in the Austin area or thinking about traveling there, please come by and say hi.
Dollar Beat says, hey, can we get some kind of funny socks? Yes, socks are being worked on. I've seen the designs. They look fucking cool.
Excited about that.
Zanfair says, hey, Tim, what's the story behind Mr. Nintendo lying to you about Metroid Prime 4? I had a conversation with Mr. Nintendo at some point. Mm-hmm. And also, just to be clear, I refer to about 7 people as Mr. Nintendo.
Yeah, which one is this that you're referring to?
I'm not going
to
tell you which one it is.
Is it
That's how secret identities work,
Oh, is this a
Nick.
Source?
Yeah.
This is one of your sources?
It's one of my sources. But anyway, motherfucker told me, like, he's like, oh, what do you think is going to happen at E3? And I was like, oh, and I gave him all my things. And he's just like, all right, don't hype yourself up too much. Like, you know, Nintendo does things a certain way. And I was like, all right. And he, like, really talked me down.
Yeah.
And then
he kicked you right in the teeth.
He kicked me right in the fucking teeth, and I could feel it in the dick, you know?
Oh my god.
Let's go into sub only mode. Have we done that yet? Let's do that.
No,
I'll put us in there.
Three.
I'll put us in there. Did that work?
XJoker44 says, Tim, how do you feel about the Drake and Josh wedding drama? Dude, I haven't fucking felt something that
the what?
Hard in years.
What does that mean? Who's Drake and Josh?
Drake and Josh.
Drake,
the
singer?
They're the Keenan and Kel of
hip-hop?
The next generation.
Okay.
So, like, my brother growing up, Drake and Josh are the kids on TV. Right?
Okay, okay.
It was Drake, this skinny little pretty boy. Josh, this fat little son of a bitch.
Okay, I've been there.
Right?
Yeah.
He lost a lot of weight.
Time goes on. Josh,
happens to the best
now place. Fucking hot as hell.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Good looking
dude. I'm gonna look at this.
So then,
this Slack notification gets out of
the way. He gets married. Drake, not invited to the wedding.
Whoa.
Drake
tweets
about not being invited to the wedding publicly, being like, dude, I thought we were brothers.
Oh,
and
that
it's like,
sucks.
Stop, man.
Yo, man, you don't understand the weddings are stressful, bro. Sometimes you have to cut people out of your life.
Not fucking Drake.
Oh, I know this kid. He was in that horrible, horrible redo of Red Dawn where we fought North Korea. Remember that? It was him and Chris Hemsworth, I think, were in those movies. Though. What? What?
All right, let's see.
North Korea?
Dead Starko says, when is 4K streams coming? I need to see pores. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't think
someone else was asking us if we were all going to watch Glow this weekend.
Yes.
We are.
I cannot wait.
It looks...
Is it this weekend?
I think it's out now.
I watched it last
night. It's out now.
Is it good?
Yeah, 2 episodes in, I'm going to finish it.
You like it? Cool.
How many episodes total is it?
I don't know.
Because I think they're 30 minutes. 10? Fuck yeah.
I'm guessing 10. Netflix usually doesn't do too many episodes of their original series. Because they're smart. And there's no fucking reason to do 24.
The fact that they're 30 minutes is like, all right, cool. 30 minutes and not that many episodes? Let's get in here.
And it's Netflix.
Let's fucking go.
It should be good. KG Rock 618 says, what is Glow? Question mark. What's the act? Glorious Ladies of Wrestling?
Yeah.
Glorious Ladies of Wrestling, which is a new show. I believe Mark Maron's in it, too. Alison Brie is starring in it, about all wrestling.
And Ellen Wong from Ellen Wong. Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
Knives Chow herself.
There's a lot. It's a great cast. Oh, it's a telling of that story, I guess, of this group of people that got together in the late 70s, I want to say, to form this organization called the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling, all women wrestling league. It looks awesome. Go check out the trailer. It's Alison Brie. She can't do no wrong. Alison Brie, president 2020, and The Rock. The Rock, Alison Brie, co-presidency.
Hell yes.
We don't need a vice president. We need a co-president. We need three presidents.
That's what it's all about.
So they can be a panel.
All right,
one can tweet. One can be good looking. The other one can be Alison Brie. There you go.
Dollar Beat says, anyone excited about Super Troopers 2? Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I backed that project. Where the fuck is
it? For like 3 years now.
Is there any news? Is there anything?
Look, how dare people take your money and then wait months and months to give you the project that they promised you every month? It's bullshit.
It is bullshit. Utter bullshit.
I'm just fucking with them. I'm excited about it. I love these guys. This is the movie they should have done after Super Troopers. Spoiler. They should have done that stupid beer movie and then come back to Super Troopers 2. Beer Fest was fucking hilarious. I loved it. I'm just joking around. Although
Club Dread.
I didn't get through Club Dread.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
You got to stick with those movies.
Yeah, the thing is, all those movies, and even Slammin' Salmon, man, that movie, not that good. But when you get through to the end is fucking gold.
We'll see about
that. You would love it, man. You would fucking love it.
All right. I'll check them out again. We should probably wrap this up with this final question. Bizarre Monk says, Nick, what genre do you think Tarantino's next movie will be in? Who knows? I'd love to see Tarantino do sci-fi, though. some sort of weird sci-fi thriller.
Here's what I want.
What do you want, Andy?
I want a Tarantino Cowboy Bebop movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Hey, Andy. That was a good one.
Let's start
that
right now.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I don't think Tarantino should be like...
Well, Tarantino traditionally doesn't do other people's IPs.
I mean, it's not...
He writes his own scripts.
You would have awesome dialogue, right, of them just, like, sitting in the ship. They're back and forth, like...
You know who I feel would be really awesome for that? Kevin Smith would be awesome at doing a Cowboy Bebop movie. Not writing it, but just directing it and working with the talent. I think he'd be really good at it.
Maybe writing the speaking parts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the morning show. Thank you for watching us. Get hyped for Kinda Funny Games Daily. It's going to start pretty much now. So we're going to read the subs. We'll do that. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week to blow your fucking ear holes.
Stick around right now because the producer slash producer is about to get right inside your head with those subs.
You get in the head.
I'm going to get in there with that head. I'm going to get there hard.